Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's relationship enthusiast Tiffany Williams-Jallo joining you tonight for the very first edition of Relationship 360's Tiff Talk Thursday right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, this is the show where we address every relationship challenge under the sun in order to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. And I'm very excited about tonight. I normally have guest experts to talk about relationships on the show, but on the last Thursday of every month, I have chosen to just be here with you. So it'll just be me and all of you with any relationship issue or question you'd like to discuss. And there are two ways you can join the conversation. You can call in to 714-409-0610. That's 714-409-0610. And I've posted that number in the chat room, which is open right now. So you can start posting your comments and your questions, and we can discuss them right here on the show. That number is also on the Blog Talk Radio page for this show. And again, it's in the chat room. In case you're too shy to pick up the phone or you can't get in on a line because all the lines are tied up, again, you can post your question or your comment in the chat room. Now, I do have a disclaimer for our callers. Please stick to one question or comment unless I ask you a question, of course. We have limited time, and we want to be courteous to other listeners who have something to say. And also, please refrain from using profanity, vulgar language, or language intended to offend or a particular group or individual. Listeners who engage in this kind of behavior will be disconnected. And also, please respect the host and other listeners by not interrupting or talking over them and trying to make this your talk show, because I'll take issue with that. If you do, your mic will be turned off and your call disconnected. So, okay, now we know the rules, and I wanted to encourage our listeners as we're waiting for calls to come in and for you guys to come into the chat room with your questions and comments. Those who have never tuned into this show before and who are married, I would like to encourage you to check out our on-demand episodes, the archive shows. And those were about marriage maintenance and preventing divorce from January 6th. There's a lot of great information. And the first five listeners of tonight's program to sign up for this show's email list will get the entire five-part relationship rescue series, including Marriage Maintenance Part 1 and 2, my favorite CD, Dating Dilemmas, for all of you single folks in our audience, and Recovering from Divorce, for our divorcees, and dealing with difficult people, something all of us have experienced and can use some help with. And again, if you're one of the first five callers to sign up to the Relationships 360 email list at www.relationship360blog.com, we'll get you all five of those relationship rescue CDs. All right, so of course, this is an open forum, so you're welcome to bring us any comment or question that you have concerning your relationships. And I wanted to talk about an article that was published yesterday in the Daily Mail Reporter, again, while we're waiting for you guys to come to us with your questions and your comments. Again, it was an article that was published yesterday in the Daily Mail Reporter that referred to a Brigham Young University study out of Utah for those of you who don't know where that is. And it found that couples who waited until marriage before having sex enjoyed a much healthier relationship with their partner than those who started having sex in the early part of their relationship. And in particular, relationship stability, was rated 22% higher. Relationship satisfaction was 20% higher, and the quality of sex was 15% better, and even communication between partners was 12% better if you waited until the honeymoon to have sex. So, you know, some of you, you know, might beg to differ with these stats, and of course, it's just one study, but, you know, I've also seen other studies that are similar. And those studies are about cohabitation or living together before you get married. And those studies seem to suggest that, you know, if you live together or share the same roof prior to hopping the broom, that you tend to have less relationship satisfaction or marriage satisfaction than those couples who choose to wait to remain celibate prior to walking down the aisle. So some more about this premarital sex study for couples who become sexually active sexually involved later in their relationship, but before marriage, the benefits were about half as strong for those who waited altogether and never have sex before marriage. And, you know, celebrities it's starting to be a trend, you know, with celebrities. Of course, it's well documented that actress Lisa Kudrow practiced celibacy before marrying her husband, and then also the Jonas Brothers as well. They've had pretty good runs at their marriage without having had sex, you know, before. And so the study seems to support that the decisions of these celebrities were right on point. And it's also echoed by Mark Regenerous. He's the author of Premarital Sex in America. And, again, this is all of these findings seem to parallel the findings of studies about cohabitation before marriage. Again, you cohabitate before marriage, then you're probably going to have less relationship satisfaction, less satisfaction in the bedroom than those couples who decide to save it, you know, to savor it for the honeymoon. So I wanted to tell you guys about that. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that these studies are right on point? Do you share some of the same experiences, or have you had the same experiences? So I want to know what you guys think about that. So I wanted to also share with you, I was watching CNN last night, you know, while we wait for you guys to call in. I was watching CNN last night with Piers Morgan, and he had Pastor Joel Osteen on the show. And, of course, you know, he's the really smiley preacher. He has that mega church down in Texas. I believe it's like Lakewood Baptist or something like that. Lakewood's in the name. I do know that. And so Piers gave him a run for his money. He put him on the hot seat. And Joel, you know, he wouldn't harm a fly. He's not one to rock the boat. But, you know, when he came a little ruffled when this question was asked, he asked him if he felt that homosexuality was a sin. And, again, you know that Joel, you know, he doesn't like to ruffle any feathers or anything like that. And his response was that the Bible says it is a sin, but he also said that there are so many sins that the church need not just focus on homosexuality. And he also said he would never bash anyone for being gay, but that there are certain consequences, you know, for living that lifestyle that people need to consider, including separation from God, he suggested, because it is homosexuality.